Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We have the wonderful Trent sitting with us today. Trent, welcome back to the show. How are you feeling? You just enlightened us on some news that you're thinking about doing, and you know, maybe you get some good opinion on here.
Maybe. It's great to be here. I feel great, and I told you guys that I might get LASIK.
We love a health update on this podcast. If there's anything that we do, it's updating on everybody's health, whether that be the dentist or any other doctor, mm-hmm. and now eyes.
And the reason why, this isn't just coming out of nowhere, yesterday morning, I got out of bed, and I usually put my glasses like on a nightstand mm-hmm. or on like a TV stand somewhere that's above the ground. And for whatever reason, I forgot that I put them right next to my bed on the ground, and I just stepped right on them, and I broke them.
Barefoot or with a shoe?
Barefoot.
Oh my God, powerful foot.
So, yeah, so I, and they're the only pair of glasses that I have. So I was like, I'm screwed. So I had to tape them all together and I had to drive to a vision work.
Did you take a picture?
I don't know if I did or
Wait,
not.
You, how bad is your eyesight, like without glasses?
It's just everything's very, very blurry.
Like, is it unsafe for you to drive?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Wow.
So it just got me thinking, like, as I was sitting there, I was like, I first of all, why do I only have one pair of glasses? That's a stupid thing to do.
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, that was really your only pair?
This is the only pair I got?
You're just like holding it up.
I had it all taped and it was just sort of cattywampus, which is a word I used on the golf podcast that I do. And people thought I was speaking an alien language. Have you guys heard that word?
I saw your tweet and I thought, he's never used that with us before.
Here we go. Just did it.
Explain it to me. Use it in a sentence and the definition,
please. Do you know what cattywampus means?
Origin.
Yes. Like, so the reason it came up on the golf show is that
unnamed that golf show you do
with that
scumbag Frankie Borelli.
He's such a scumbag. I've been putting up art in my apartment, and what I did recently was I hung up record shelves. I don't know if you saw it on my Instagram story. It was four record shelves
that
I then put different records on, and I can switch them out. I can put whatever records I want. And I was telling them that I measured it all out and I was sweating, but I wanted it to look good. I didn't want it to look cattywampus.
Okay, so can I guess what that means?
Of course.
Is it like
uneven,
wonky?
Yeah, whatever they said.
Yeah, crooked.
Yeah,
yeah,
like you don't want it to look wonky.
Uneven.
Uneven, crooked, askew, even. I can't believe that. So the three of you hadn't heard that word.
Never
used.
How
I
often
knew it.
Have you used the word cattywampus or heard it?
I used it so casually on the golf show that they made us stop and be
how
like,
"How do you spell that?"
C A D D I W O M P A S.
That was close. Not an I, a Y, and not an O, an A.
Wait, are you sure? Because you said D, didn't you?
You said C-A-D-D-I-W-O-M-P-U-S.
C-A-T-T-Y.
D-D, I thought.
No, it's T-T.
T-T.
Wait a second.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Definition.
I look, it's the first thing I have on my phone.
We should do a spelling.
C-A-T-T-Y-W-A-M-P-U-S.
But that's a different. Look at that one.
Looks like there's different ways to spell it.
Hey, that's like gray.
That's right. Or what's another word like that?
You're looking at catawampus.
This is a different word, I think. I'm looking at the definition. I know is
I'm looking at Merriam-Webster. Herself.
Miriam, the Hebrew name for Maria.
Miriam, yeah, we're going to call
her. And this article is from
the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
This article is cattywampus and other funny sounding words. C-A-T-T-Y-W-A-M-P-U-S. Definition, askew, awry, kitty corner. Cattywampus is a variant of catawampus, another example of grand 19th century American slang.
In addition to askew, catawampus may refer to an imaginary fierce wild animal, or may mean savage, destructive.
Whoa,
catawampus.
Catawampus.
That's catawampus. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I've been using that my whole life. Maybe it's a Midwest thing.
Yeah, it has to be.
I really thought that everyone used it. But now you guys can work it into your vocab if you want.
I'll definitely work on that.
Donut is another word that could be spelled two different ways.
That's right.
Donut.
Adapter. Advisor. Ambiance. All of these can be spelled differently.
Oh, the only one I agree with.
Did you just
look
up words that can be spelled differently?
Well, because we had a side conversation where I said gray and he said, what are their words?
Oh, yeah. But that's like a British thing.
Yeah. Like gray color and gray. Color.
With the U.
With the U. Favorite. Yeah. They do it with the U.
Glamour.
The Brits know how to spell better than us.
Trader.
They're better at everything.
Well, they've been spanking this language longer than we have, so.
My glasses were cattywampus when I was driving to the Vision Works, and I was thinking, why don't we just fix these things, you know?
Yeah.
I've been wearing glasses for a long time. It's going to be weird for me, for people who watch any of the videos that I or we do. People will be like, he's not wearing glasses anymore.
Are you afraid people won't recognize you?
I don't think do I look that different?
People are used to you have so many lookalikes, and people are so used to seeing you with glasses that they may be like, oh, that's not trying. He's not wearing glasses.
How long do you think you're going to go like this for? Like to go take your glasses off?
Forever, probably. Just like a phantom glasses. Yeah. I'll be doing that forever. It's not official. I haven't made any plans. I did a little bit of Googling yesterday.
You haven't even had a consultation?
Not a single one. Some people are saying if your eyes are too bad, you can't get it.
Yeah.
But I don't think my eyes are in that place. I think they're okay.
Well, fixable. You had an epiphany with the broken glasses.
Yeah, it's just like as soon as I stepped on them, I was like, boy, that didn't feel like a good thing to step on. I looked down and the right lens was on the floor.
That would have been a good, if you had asked me that trivia question, I would have gotten it right. What's the spell to fix Harry's glasses?
What is it?
Oculus Reparo. That one I would have remembered.
Was that a trivia question?
A separate spell that I had gotten wrong.
Okay.
Because I mixed up letters in my head.
Do you know
probably
it?
Not.
Wait, let's hear it.
I it's in my head. I can't.
Semperceptra?
Sectum sempra.
Is that it? I have to wait for the whole Instagram reel to play till the end.
I mean, it'd be faster to just Google it.
Yeah, I guess.
While you wait.
Wait, you said what? Sectum
sempra. Sectum sempra.
Is that? So the glasses one you said... Was that fixes the glasses, or is that LASIK in the wizard world?
No, that is Harry's glasses.
That is correct. There's
break
a couple.
Just fixes the glasses.
Great. Yeah. They need a LASIK one. They got to get with the times.
Yeah. Just eliminate the glasses completely.
There's been a couple questions that I've come up with in my head while watching some shows recently that I'm like trying to somehow use my brain power to somehow get these questions to you than to be asked to us, because I'm watching and I'm like, that'd be a good trivia question, but
send it in.
I don't
want to
say
alias.
It I don't want to say it.
Yes, that would be cheating, Noah.
What's a question? Hit me with one.
Yeah, just say it.
Okay,
now,
I got it. What is the name, do you watch Seinfeld?
Yep.
Okay. What is the name of the restaurant or diner they go to every day?
Oh,
I'm not.
It's not Moe's, is it?
No, but close.
Diner.
See? Good question. Now you won't ask that.
Well, no, I can't.
I know.
It's not Moe's.
Nope. But you're close.
I've been there.
Yeah, but it's called something different. It's called Tom's Restaurant in the city.
Hmm. I don't know.
I'm not.
But it's well, but it's a good question, huh?
It is a good question.
Yeah. What's the answer?
Monk's Cafe. Monk's.
You're close.
You were close.
Fuck.
All right. Totally didn't know that. We like sold shirts for that on there at some point at this company.
Do you watch Friends?
No.
Okay, never mind. Never mind then.
We're gonna ask the same thing for Friends.
What? Well, because somebody asked us what the apartment number.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm just giving all my questions away.
But you can't have them anyway because they asked you.
It's not like we could have them anyway.
No, no.
Unless Noah reads your mind and makes some questions.
I'm saying that maybe somebody would have sent these in. What? Because somebody asked what the apartment number was for the apartment in Friends. I memorized the apartment number in Seinfeld, just in case. But now I give that away and no one will be able to ask that question.
It's something A. Seinfeld, something
A. Yeah, it is. Come on.
I've been there.
Is it 5A?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You nailed it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You won.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. But Friends, I don't watch Friends, so I don't know.
Okay.
What that apartment is.
Is it something like you're against or you just haven't gotten around to it?
I mean, I've watched
The Big Bang Theory, so he can't be against.
Oh my God! Okay, if you're watching The Big Bang Theory, which we know,
you're gonna do this to him now.
Friends,
that was uncalled. That was uncalled.
We're talking about sitcoms here.
That was uncalled for.
I don't think it was uncalled for. Fair play.
That's a good show.
we've just already made fun of him for watching The Big Bang Theory multiple times.
If you like The Big Bang Theory, you would enjoy Friends.
That's now people are gonna think you're being mean to Friends.
No, I'm not against you watching Big Bang Theory. Well, I think it's funny that you love Big Bang Theory, but I'm not against it. I know people love that show.
I just always thought, like, I love Seinfeld so much
mm-hmm.
that when I would try to watch Friends, it wasn't my vibe.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because they are different.
Yeah, they are. I love both of them. But, you know, I guess you can't always love both.
You just have to kind of separate them. Like,
they're two way different shows.
If you watch in the lens of, well, I'm just going to compare everything to Seinfeld, it's not going to give this same result, like, of just watching to, like, you know, so many people, the debate is always, oh, Friends or Seinfeld, Friends
sure.
or Seinfeld. So when you watch
like
in that, under that lens.
They are the same in the way that it's a group of friends, but they are totally different.
But that's like Friends in New York.
Pretty much every show is a group of friends.
Right. Big Bang Theory, group of friends. They live in the same apartment.
They came out at
the same
time, though, no? Like, they were running in the 90s.
But they are really different shows.
Very different.
People definitely look at it as it like Seinfeld is more thoughtful.
Right, it's more like intellectual.
No, I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that's the...
Yes.
I'm saying they can be pretentious.
I think there's an argument to be made for both. I love both of them.
Noah has also never watched Friends.
Yeah,
no,
Friends,
I've watched
Friends,
episodes.
The thing is, Friends, it follows a storyline. Every episode like is a little different, but it flows into one another, where Seinfeld is just one-off.
Show about nothing.
Yes.
A little bit. There are like they have.
There are some
like
there's
the
like repeated inside jokes and stuff.
No,
but you could turn on an episode of Seinfeld and watch
nothing and be fine. Whereas Friends storylines carry through into each episode.
But the season where they make the Jerry show, that's a through line.
Yeah, it is. But
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I
think you get a lot more invested into like the love aspect of Friends.
Oh yeah, Jerry's got a different girlfriend every episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot more relationship stuff going on.
Curb Enthusiasm more than Seinfeld. I
do. No. And I haven't watched probably nearly enough Curb. I've watched some of it, but Seinfeld to me is just...
I would say yes. I like Curb more.
I like it. Something about... Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they're pretty similar because they've got the same guy kind
of
holding the wheel.
Same type of humor, yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely different types of shows. Like,
yeah.
One's like definitely, a sitcom, the other one's...
Definitely very different.
HBO.
Yes.
What do you guys think about...
You can get a little crazier on Curb than you could Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys think of Parks and Rec?
Love.
Love.
I like
love
Parks and Rec better than The Office.
Love Parks and Rec.
I feel like that's a common take nowadays.
It's the only... I think I agree with you, and it's just because it's all light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all positivity. And The Office, sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. There's just episodes where I feel down after
I think you would like Friends.
I know. I actually agree with you. I do think like The Office has some of the standalone funniest episodes
for sure
of that kind of television ever created. But as a whole entity, I love Parks and Rec.
Me too.
Love. It's just such a good one. Such a good one.
Yeah.
So
you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the one who said I liked it better than
The
Office.
Yeah, she likes it better than The Office, she said.
You did say that. You said that.
It's like, I'm not even here.
No. Okay. No.
Anyways, Love Island finale happened. We won't spoil it, but if you guys want us to talk about it, let us know.
Actually, yeah, let's you guys tell us how you want that to go down, because we're going to have to talk about it.
We're going to have to talk about it. But
do we have to wait 2 weeks for the people who watch on Hulu to finish on Hulu?
That would be so unfortunate.
It would. Or do we just say we're just going to put it out and everyone can listen to it, and then when, if you are watching on Hulu, when you finish, you can go back and listen.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys hold? Why don't you record an episode and hold on to it?
If you, yeah, no, we could.
We could. Well, let's just see. You guys give us your thoughts, because I am dying to get
bursting
my Love
at the
Island
seams to talk
out.
About the
I really
Love
am.
Island.
I really am, and it's really unfortunate.
Rhea has not been into a season of Love Island like this since maybe season 5.
Yeah, since season 5. I think that shooting stars, they come and go, and I think Davide was one of them. I think it was Tommy Fury. It's been a while, and then Davide stepped in.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the funniest person to ever be on Love Island.
That's shocking, because I've only watched like the first few episodes, and I'm like, this guy sucks.
I hated him in the beginning.
Yeah, he stunk in the
beginning.
I
really thought he was awful in the beginning, and he
seemed like a vapid, mean guy.
He is awesome. He's none of those things. He's classy, funny, delightful.
Italian.
Stallion.
He's great.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's the funniest person.
I'm very
on
upset that Love Island UK is over. You do forget that it is on every day for like 2 months, and it just
disappears.
becomes a part of your routine, and then it's just over.
You get so connected to these people.
I know.
Now they're gone.
I know.
Well, we'll see. All right.
I have to get more into like watching the post, like interviews and stuff. Like I'm gonna be watching all of their press tours that they're all going to go on now in the UK.
I cannot wait until the reunion, because let me tell you,
next week,
the
right?
Casa Amor people have been chatting up a storm on
these
podcasts.
Have.
And
I've seen them on After
the
Sun
reunion.
Too.
They're really trying to grasp at their 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
They really are. All right.
Yeah.
Bachelor time.
Yeah.
Bachelorette
that is so
time.
True.
Okay. Whoa, Bachelorette
no,
time.
No,
and
was
we
throwing
have
stuff at us.
New t-shirts. Cancel the cocktail party. These t-shirts are actually really nice. Love the material
nice.
Of them. They are an upgrade from the usual t-shirt that we sell, in my opinion. I think
it's a good
really
hardy
nice.
Material.
Yes. So cancel the cocktail party. Those are now on sale. The merch link will be in the description, so you can buy them there. And you can wear them every night when you watch The Bachelor. We also have robes on sale. We have a chick's robe. You can get ready in. It's cute. It's pink. And then we also have the Cutting Stems robe. Black, sultry, sexy. You can also watch Cutting Stems in and The Bachelorette every Monday night. So
Trent is not included with the robe.
No. We all wish he was, but
he's
not. I'm sorry.
That's so funny.
But let's...
Is the model included?
Yeah. Classic.
Trent making home visits in the robe. In the robe.
That would be fun, where if you delivered the robes to people.
Oh.
Yeah.
They used to do bachelor watch parties. Remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
Where the host would show up, or Chris Harrison would show up and be like, "Let's watch a show together." And people be losing their fucking minds.
Yeah.
We should do that with the robes.
Yeah,
that would be.
God.
That would actually kind of be
why
hilarious.
Why don't we do a little contest
in like New York? People had and we showed up to their apartment and just all brought robes.
It's like,
even better,
you know
Long
what?
Island.
It's like Willy Wonka. Yeah. Where it's like, not everyone gets the golden chocolate bar, but like one person does. So it's like, you have a chance. If you order one, Trent could be delivering it to you.
On Long Island.
Oh,
on
you
Long
know,
Island.
That would have been that's a good idea.
Well, we still have time.
Yeah. Trent, you
somebody
got a car?
From Long Island.
I meant his, like, putting something, a secret note, like, in the package.
Oh.
You know?
I'm saying there's still time.
Well, people have ordered theirs already, so they would be
It's only been on sale for one night.
No, but I'm saying the people who already ordered theirs, they'd be shut out
but
of luck.
Have
that's
they,
not fair.
But have they been sent out yet?
Well, we have new merch coming out next week. Maybe we try to do that with that. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe. We have some cool stuff coming out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Noah's super excited about it.
Yeah, Noah's amped up about the merch.
Everyone should be.
All right, let's get into the Bachelorette recap. But first...
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
The episode kind of jumped right into the drama from last week with Hayden. They were replaying his words of, you know, he was using the word bitch and comparing to ex-girlfriends. And they're playing this tape over and over. And weirdly enough, you know, they just kind of showed Meatball sitting there listening. And they really glazed over Meatball getting to stay.
Right.
Like, the episode ended last week and it was like, oh, I want to stay on Rachel's team. And then it just ended. And then I guess he did just get to stay. They never even addressed it.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did that at all. Like, why not show the conversation? I think it was it the teaser or was it the post-credit?
Weird jump. Post-credit.
Post-credit. He was like, I think I want to stick around. And that is like,
Rachel didn't even give an answer. Like, no. What did Rachel say?
Right.
Yeah, they never aired it. I mean, clearly she said yes, I guess.
Yeah,
and
clearly.
Like, in this format, that would be a super interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Because he denied the rose, and then he didn't get a rose, and he wants to take the rose now. And it's like, what is she going to say?
Right.
And we didn't even see it.
They love to air Rachel's insecurities, so why would they not? Like, I feel like that gives in to this, to the storyline that producers are trying to sell us of just showing Rachel being upset.
Very odd.
Yeah. Definitely a weird situation, but these guys packed their bags. Jesse Palmer showed up, said, Rachel and Gabby no longer here. We're getting on a plane. They go to France.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously very romantic. Paris, the rain.
You guys been to Paris?
No.
No?
I have.
You have?
Multiple times, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And is it true what they say, that it's a letdown?
No, I mean, especially not the first time I went.
You know,
like,
TikTok,
not a letdown.
Is really a dangerous place.
Paris, the people say that Paris is a letdown
on TikTok. Let me tell you, they say everything's bad on there, and then they say everything's good. It is such a dangerous place that I cannot stop looking at because some things are funny and obviously interesting. But TikTok, man, they really get in your head. There are some evil things on there. Anyways, one of them being that Paris isn't that great.
People like to say that the people are mean and it's dirty. And it's like, that's New York.
Yeah,
like,
it's like a trend on, it's called something. There's a name for it.
Negativity.
I know somebody listening. Yeah, I know somebody listening knows the name of it. It's called, I'm sorry, I keep kicking you. It's called something specific with Paris in the name. And it's something people experience that after they go to Paris, they realize it didn't live up to the hype. I'm going to look it up because it's something
like
I see
just a normal
all
word.
The time. It's called something.
Like
know.
Just with Paris.
Right. Do they say that about like London and
Paris?
Just Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Paris
I went
really
to.
But I feel like that has always been such a trend.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Paris Syndrome.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's like, a sense of disappointment exhibited by some individuals when visiting Paris who feel that the city was not what they had expected. The condition is commonly viewed as a severe form of culture shock.
I think this is people who live in Paris not wanting people to come to Paris.
Yeah,
no. They're trying to keep it for themselves, which I respect,
know.
But I'm still going to go to Paris.
Yeah, if you go see the Eiffel Tower, you're not going to tell me that it's not like, oh my God, it's the Eiffel Tower. Like,
yeah, no, I do think that it is kind of not cool to be anti-Paris, but I feel like Paris is romanticized so much that people love to go and be like, wasn't that great, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And I also think Americans are...
you can do that with any city.
Like, and Americans, too, are... When they know, when they're going in being like, oh, people in Paris don't like us. Like, they're already going in thinking everyone's not going to like them. Yeah. So... I think that people are loud about disliking Paris, but people are also pretty loud about liking Paris, I feel like.
How
there's
about this?
Definitely...
Just go there. We should all just go there and form our own opinions.
Right.
Yeah. I think we should go.
Should we go?
That'd be awesome.
That would be...
Chicks in Europe.
Yeah.
I was in Scotland recently, and it's beautiful over there. I want to explore more of that area of the world.
Well, yeah, Europe's amazing.
Right. Scotland is amazing.
Yeah. And Ireland and London.
I was going to say, has anybody been to Ireland?
Yeah. I would love to go to Ireland.
Ireland looks beautiful. You ever see P.S. I Love You?
No.
With Gerard Butler and Hilary Swank?
No.
Amazing movie. The scenery is amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Ireland.
You go to Dublin and then you can take a bus from Dublin to the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah.
You would definitely recognize it. It's like these giant cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the whole ride up is just like a movie.
Like, I want to go to Italy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, other countries are calling my name a little bit more. You know?
My
because I
depends where
I travel with food in mind at all times.
Okay.
I know, like,
well, yeah, you don't
I know I'm getting the food I like in Italy and well, Spain.
That is true. Like, I would really love the food in Italy. And yeah. I'd like to see where my family comes from.
Of course.
But there are so many places that are just so gorgeous.
When I was in Scotland, not known for its food, as you would probably imagine, but you know what is great there? Indian food.
Really?
We had amazing Indian food.
London has like the best Indian food in the world.
That's what they say.
Not in the world, but London has very good Indian food.
Right. They like Scotland was very surprising. We went to this great Indian restaurant and we just ate like kings.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That's a great picture. Very funny.
Oh my gosh, what a hat.
Is this Noah?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Noah is a man of many hidden secrets and talents.
Look at you. Not even secrets, just things that we don't know about. What are these things called?
What? The hats?
Tally.
Scally caps.
Scally
cap.
I think.
Tally cap?
I think it's Scally.
Scally cap.
So you've been Ireland.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Scallywag.
Dublin's really cool.
No.
Kind of reminds, like, Nashville.
Scallywag is a person who behaves badly.
I was
going to
say, he can be a scallywag.
I think it's Scally cap.
Yeah. London's my favorite city, maybe in the world.
I really want to go to London.
Me too.
Really bad.
So, as do I.
Such a good city.
I think I may go soon.
I would love to.
I don't know when,
there.
Though. Like, when can you just go to London?
I did, like, a couple months
ago. I think whatever
I know,
you want.
But you had, like, a week off.
You don't even need that much. I think I was there for, like, 4 days.
Really?
I really respect that you go places by yourself.
He went with a friend.
I went with
a friend
from that one, but...
I respect that, too.
But,
but you've gone to places by yourself, right?
Honestly, only Puerto Rico. That's the only time I've ever gone to, like, somewhere, like, a vacation, but...
Yeah.
It was nice, like...
Yeah.
For too long, it'd probably be...
Of course.
But it was nice, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, like...
Anyway, it was raining in Paris in the episode.
It was.
And that... I was going to say that I do feel like there is a romantic element to rain, and I think being in Paris in the rain, there is definitely an added romance to that. They are very into the romance of what's happening. They're going on one-on-one dates. The rest of the boys are being introduced to their cabin, which is a giant cruise ship that they're all staying on. And what the heck was the Virgin Voyage?
That was just like a commercial for that cruise liner, I would imagine.
Definitely paid.
If I had to guess, the Virgin Voyage shelled out the big bucks to get this.
Because if you're in France and you're near Paris,
they have some kind of deal.
I would love to stay in Paris and just kind of like
right.
be able to walk around there like, no,
right.
we're putting you on this boat.
Yeah, you're on this boat. Correct.
And Jesse
and because like
French.
The and the dates they did, the group dates
yeah,
were
Jesse
on
Palmer
the boat.
Spoke a lot of French. But he's Canadian.
Jesse.
One was on the boat.
One was on the boat?
The boxing, I think, was definitely on the boat.
Really?
I think. I thought it was.
Could have been.
I think it was. Because Rachel and the other guys were just like there to like pop in, you know?
But
I feel like
that boat didn't, or they had to build that on the boat, I guess. Like the whole boxing ring and everything.
Do you know the kind of shows they put on a cruise? Like
you think
they
had a boxing.
No, probably not a boxing ring, but they have big like event. Yeah. Halls
for sure.
and banquet rooms and
have where you
everyone
been
hooks
on a
up.
Cruise?
Yeah,
that's where everyone.
I have
up.
Never been on a cruise, but I have friends that go on cruises, and you go like, and there's the, you could you sometimes there's like Cirque du Soleil shows
oh
like
for
on
sure.
a cruise.
Yep, there's like stand up shows.
Yeah,
no, I just hear that a lot of people hook up with people on cruises.
Really?
Well, when you were like in high school, and I had friends that would go on cruises. That was like the thing
like with their
you
family?
Made like cruise friends. Yeah, but it was like all other families, and they'd have like a teen
cruise
it's like camp.
Families,
it's like teen club.
Creeped me out.
Like a teen club, that,
and that is no
to.
Offense to anybody who's been families. On cruises that are listening. I'm sure you had a lovely time.
They don't interest me.
Just
though.
Not for me. No,
I
do not want to be stuck.
Go on a cruise,
I do not
want
to be stuck on a ship.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't like.
I always thought I really wanted to. I would say from the ages of like 10 to 18, and then I realized.
A way of getting somewhere.
No, and then all the food's the same all the time. I mean, Suite Life on Deck was awesome.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. There, I do think there is a wide variety of food. There's multiple restaurants
right,
on the cruise ships.
But how long are you like? What's your average cruise length?
Like, but some people go on the cruiser for like 2 weeks.
That's absurd.
My cousin went on one when we were in high school, and she was gone for a while.
It's just that I don't want to be stuck on a boat.
She started texting me from her mom's phone. She
How do you didn't have service. Oh, they just have Wi-Fi.
She didn't have, you know.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
So they're all on this, they're all living on this cruise, which they are all claiming to be very excited about. But I'd imagine a nice hotel room overlooking the Eiffel Tower probably would have been something they would have liked more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. But there is one-on-one dates. Rachel takes Tino and Gabby takes Jason. They're kind of intertwined at first, and then they go their separate ways and do their own little things and walking around. And Tino and Rachel are making crepes and
feeding each other chocolate-covered strawberries, which looks delightful.
Yeah. Rhea reacted so loud to that chocolate-covered strawberry when we were watching the episode. It was, you would have thought like they started to disrobe in the middle of the Paris streets.
Sometimes I can't control my reactions to things, and that was one of those times. Yes. It just came out of me. Like I was like, whoa.
The chocolate strawberry, literally the chocolate strawberry came onto screen. Tino was feeding it.
No, Rachel was feeding it to Tino.
Rachel was feeding it to Tino. She remembers. And literally, Rhea's in her chair. She goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, baby.
Is that more about the strawberry? Or
It was about the strawberry.
I actually love chocolate-covered strawberries so much.
Good chocolate-covered strawberries.
I really, really love chocolate-covered strawberries, but I really love Tino and Rachel together as well. And there's some people out there. Oh, my God. I'm having a sudden pain in my armpit. There's some people out there.
Want me to sniff it?
Ow. Yeah. I said that really weirdly. There's some people out there that don't see the Tino and Rachel connection, and I have to say that you need LASIK because...
good one.
But, that was so bad.
Pause for laughter.
Yeah.
And we'll proceed.
Wait.
Point okay. Point and write a trend to make sure you laugh.
Back again.
I just realized
like I'm a nerd. I got glasses.
I'm pretty sure that I'm related to the guy who created LASIK. I just remembered that. But anyways,
I deserved absolute crickets. If you don't put sound effects for your own statement,
can you give me a deal?
Oh, you're related to the guy that created LASIK.
Yes.
How? And how did you just remember that? We talked
my
for 20 minutes.
My mom's cousin's husband.
My mom's cousin.
So no relation.
Well, that is
no. That's relation.
But, I think I met him,
but no, like blood relation.
Not blood.
And he
not
a created blood LASIK.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I think he has like a sick penthouse in New York somewhere. Like,
who created?
Can you get confirmation from your mom?
Yeah, yeah. Let me text my mom.
Inventor.
Do you know the guy's name?
Let me. Because
I just googled who created LASIK and I got a name.
What's his name?
Yeah. You tell me.
Doctor. Yeah.
Well, I don't...
Dr. Gollum Payman.
That could be him. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Find out for us. And then find out...
He was born in Iran.
Oh, wait.
And he grew until the age of 19, and then he moved to Germany.
The Iran part is... I mean, I have a lot of my grandpa's from there.
Like, okay.
I think this is him.
Would you recognize him if you saw him?
Probably.
Does that look like him?
No.
Is he wearing the Medal of Freedom?
Would you recognize him if he was standing right in front of you? Come on in!
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, he won the National Medal of Technology and Innovation in 2012.
He deserves it, man. People love LASIK.
Yeah.
Potentially me in the future.
Exactly. All right, well...
back to
Tino
and Rachel.
Thanks for remembering that.
That was a really good joke by me, clearly.
Yeah.
I'm
confused on how you don't see that there's... I mean,
the chemistry...
At the people who think that...
That felt like it was directed
at me. Yeah, I know, it was, and I didn't mean to. My apologies. At the people who think there is not a connection.
Yeah, I think that they have a beautiful connection romantically, sexually.
They have good kisses.
Yeah, they have amazing kisses.
Really
I think
good
that's
kisses.
Really what's selling me.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, what are they even talking about? Like, it's all romantic. It's like, what? I mean... when you are partaking in a romantic relationship, don't you want it to be romantic?
And also the first couple dates with someone when you're really attracted to them, it's romance.
It's all about just telling
it's,
each other
it's
how
romance.
Much you like each other.
Yeah, like you're not getting down to the real nitty-gritty topics because you're being swept up into the romance, which is totally fine. They're being swept up into the romance. And they both want families.
Yes, they do. And Tino wants 4 kids. And if you think otherwise, then you haven't been paying close enough attention because it's in his bio.
Yep.
They also just look great together.
Yes, I said that. Like, when a couple, like, just when they look great together, yep. it really boosts them to the top. And Tino and Rachel, they complement each other so well. I went on record that I've been saying that they're engaged from day one.
Yeah, yep. yeah.
And so when they reveal that they're engaged, I want talk coverage strawberries.
Done.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You got it.
Their date goes very, very well. She, you know, Tino gets a rose. There's no debate over whether or not they have connection. I think. And Gabby and Jason's date is a little bumpier, I would say. There's definitely a connection there, but Gabby really wants Jason to open up more. And he's a little short. He seems a little shy. This is a new environment for him. You can tell he's like, I'm pretty nervous to like be here.
Yeah, for sure.
And be on doing this whole thing. And it's also, I also think it really does tie together. I think he is private. I think he's public now on Instagram.
Okay.
But for like the first 3 weeks or something, Bachelor Dato on Instagram was keeping track of this. For like the first 2 or 3 weeks, Jason stayed private on Instagram, which is like fairly unheard of when the show airs.
Right.
Because that's when it, like that's when they all go public and they want the followers and like they start posting more and all those things. He stayed private for like a while and had like 100 followers.
Interesting.
And now I think he is public, but I feel like it all kind of ties into this narrative that maybe he's not so into like the whole production TV aspect of all of this. And he does work, I think investment banker or something, mm-hmm. something like that, where he's in like the financial world. So maybe he's trying to balance like keeping his job.
He might be one of those.
Or yeah. Keep talking, guys. I have to pee.
Or okay, he might be one ahead. Of those old school contestants who wants to find
To find love. Boy, could you believe it?
It's just so rare these days because, like you're saying, yeah. it's true. People go on there and they want the followers. They yeah. want the exposure. They want to parlay this into something else if they don't end up winning the season. And maybe, just maybe, our guy Jason is actually looking for the real thing.
Yeah.
And that's why.
So,
he is incredibly shy.
He definitely is quiet. So he has 5,000 Instagram followers, but he definitely was private. Like he's posting pictures with like no caption, just like
yeah.
4 days ago.
This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's
social
doing.
Media, which is fine.
I also think he did talk to he didn't go into great detail, but it did feel like growing up. Tennis was really big, and then that stopped. But like he didn't really delve into it too much, and then he started talking about going to therapy.
Yeah, he's got to be one of these guys that like
he's got videos of him playing tennis on here.
That his friends signed him up for this. He didn't.
Right.
That would be my guess.
Right.
But yeah, the date. That's the thing too with this two bachelorette thing that we got going on. When they send these two one-on-ones on. Similar dates, which is essentially just a walk around Paris.
Yeah.
And you see Rachel and Tino having such a good time. You are inevitably, and they do this on purpose with the editing, going to compare the dates. So when you're watching Rachel and Tino have such a good time, feed each other chocolate covered strawberries, like, oh my gosh, we're having yeah. such a great time. And then you cut to Gabby and Jason, and they're just not talking as much. You know, the rain seems to be hitting them a little bit harder for yeah. whatever reason. And it's, yeah, so you automatically... You don't view it in a vacuum. You view it as comparing the dates, and you look at Gabby and Jason and be like, oh, they're not having as good a time, so it must not be going as well.
Right.
When it's not necessarily true.
I agree with you, and I think Gabby definitely did want him to open up more. He did a little bit. I think we're going to get there more with him because I do think I like them as a couple.
Yeah.
I feel like Gabby does have a more extroverted personality, and she's very funny and like loves telling jokes and mm-hmm. all these things, and I feel like she and Jason could balance each other out really well.
For sure.
I do think that they could have something if he does open up a little bit more, because this is a very fast process, so if he doesn't get there fast enough, she's gonna move on to one of the other guys.
And they got there at the end of the dinner portion
when yeah
he started talking about therapy, she started talking about her mom and going to therapy, and it seemed like it ended on a pretty good note. He ended up getting the rose, so I could see a future with them. But you are right,
it was investment banker. I wanted to double check.
Good
that,
call.
Yeah,
so he is gonna have to open up, and it's, you know, it's gonna happen faster because this is a fast process.
Yeah. But both dates go well. Both one-on-one dates go very well, I would say. And they both get roses and they both have these romantic moments. So things, I think Gabby and Rachel are both very happy currently in that moment. And then we go into Gabby's first group date. But before we do that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gabby's date is boxing. They've got some a French boxing pair there to help them. But really, they kind of made the entire date about Rachel, which is pretty wild. Like, you can definitely tell the way producers are trying to push this.
Yeah.
Because they're so zoning in on Rachel getting emotional and, oh my God, I want to leave. And this is not how I thought this was going to go. And like, I was more confident on The Bachelor than I am as being The Bachelorette. And they are really milking that, I feel like. And they're putting her in these situations where it is bringing that out in her to send her on Gabby's dates.
Yeah.
Where Gabby's having a good time. The guys seem to be having a good time. Gabby's like, hey, at the end of this, like, I don't know if, or maybe that was Rachel's. Did someone get extra time at the end of Gabby's date?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yes. So someone was Spencer, maybe?
Ooh.
I don't remember. And instead, it kind of totally surrounded Rachel being like, I'm going to go and support Gabby and watch the group date. And I invited my guys to go too. And none of her guys talk to her. She gets very upset about it. When it really does feel like that was some sort of setup there to make Rachel like watch Gabby's date. And so maybe she gets in her head. Because I'm under the impression that those guys were watching that date thinking like, we're here as spectators. This is not our day. Our day's tomorrow. And we'll talk to Rachel tomorrow. This is Gabby's day. We're not going to turn this into a Rachel date.
Right. Totally. I think that they are
Rhea's back from the bathroom, by
yes,
the way.
I am. I've been drinking a ton of water lately.
Good for you.
Good.
Thank you. I think that they are totally setting it up to seem that way. I do not fault the guys at all for thinking that they were only there to watch their guys, their bros, their brothers, beat each other up. Like, I think
that's
like
the best.
Like, people pay money to watch UFC boxing on TV to watch a bunch of strangers that we don't know beat each other up, basically.
Dudes love watching guys punch each other in the face. I love it.
Now add your friends into the mix, or people, I mean, they just met them, but we'll call them their friends.
Yeah.
You're going to want to watch that, especially when it's not your date. It's not advertised as your date. You don't think it's a time that you should be trying to
talk
to Rachel.
And they also probably don't
want to
disrespect
Rachel.
Gabby.
Right. It's Gabby's date, and it was made all about Rachel. And Rachel was so upset, and she was so in her head. And I do feel bad for Rachel in a way, that because she is so in her head, and I don't think she has to be. I feel like she's insecure, and there's no reason that she needs to be insecure. But
she got Tino.
Obviously, yeah, she has Tino. And some people just feel insecure when they shouldn't.
I think the producers
are
pushing them.
But I also think that you had to have known a little bit, like, kind of what you were signing up for when you signed up to be two bachelorettes together. Just the way the world works, unfortunately, they're going to pin two girls against each other, especially in a show like this. So I just think it was like too much of Rachel crying about what was happening with Gabby's date when it was not her date at all. The guys were only there to watch the other guys beat each other up. It was not about Rachel. It shouldn't have been about the guys talking to Rachel at all. Like, it was Gabby's date. It
also
was very bizarre.
Yeah, and I also found it interesting that they had them separated.
Yeah.
Like, they had Rachel on some sort of bleachers watching, and then they had Rachel's guys, like, ringside watching. It was almost like they were separated on purpose, because if the guys are sitting with Rachel, they're going to talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to talk. They're going to make eye contact with her, whatever. But they made it, it really does seem like the producers made it out where, let's separate them, tell the guys that this is Gabby's date, you guys are there just to watch, and we are going to isolate Rachel, essentially, and put her on these bleachers. And then they're going to tell Rachel, like, pretty weird that nobody came up and talked to you or made eye contact.
I also think Rachel was sitting fairly close to Gabby.
She was.
Like, that's it would be kind of weird if the guys one by one started to come and sit next to Rachel and talk to Rachel while Gabby's sitting right there trying to like focus on her date. Right.
Also, this may be controversial, but I feel like, you know, they 24/7 are thinking about the Bachelorette and what their next move is and what the relationship's like, where you probably enjoy a little downtime where you're not focused on that. You're just focused on guys beating each other up. Yeah. Like, they're probably enjoying the fact, like, okay, right now, not our date. We can relax and we can just watch this go down. And Rachel was very, very upset.
Yeah. I think Rachel's got a little bit of a bruised ego right now, too, just coming off of the way that the rose ceremony went down and needing a little bit of a confidence boost. I can't even imagine. This is the thing. Like, you can say, oh, you know, you got to prepare yourself for what they're going to do. But I don't really think there's anything that you can do to prepare yourself. Like, I can't imagine what my headspace would be like to be sitting on the sidelines of a group date of my best friend who has all these guys. And you're in your head being like, oh, my God, look at all these guys. They like Gabby so much. And look at all my guys just standing over there. Nobody's even looking at me. So they set it up really for her, I think, to get into her head.
Yeah, it is hard to say. Like I said, they should be prepared. What do you do to prepare for something like that? Yeah. But it's almost like me and you would never sign up for a show like this because we know we wouldn't be able to handle something like that. I know for a fact.
Totally. But also, I don't know, if you're offered the Bachelorette, not a lot of people are turning it down.
Not a lot of people are turning it down. But like, if you know yourself and you're like, I really wouldn't be able to handle this sort of situation. Like, I know I'm going to be insecure. Like, sometimes you got to be like, what's worth it? Like, me being the Bachelorette or me not losing my mind?
And I think they were being told that they were not going to be pinned against each other when we've talked about it a million times. It's impossible for them not to be. And I was saying last night that I think it's becoming clearer and clearer that this open system and this lack of rules and on what a group of guys can do or what a Bachelorette can do when there's two of them.
Right.
It becomes pretty clear that at some point the producers were hoping that Rachel and Gabby would get into some sort of fight where there's no guidance. They would like the same guy and there'd be this falling out and they'd be like, fuck you. And then there'd be this huge disaster. They haven't gotten that up to this point. Gabby and Rachel have been pretty cordial so far.
Yeah.
You know, Logan, we can get to that when we get to it, but he might change that a little bit. But up until this point, they've been very friendly. And I think in the back of the mind of the producers, they're kind of like, shit, we were hoping that they would fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw some rumors of people thinking like how they would, if they continued to do this, that if they did it for a Bachelor, that they might do Andrew and Greg.
Because
they're besties.
They are.
If they wanted to do other guys to do
Isn't
it.
Isn't Greg dating somebody though?
I don't think so anymore. I think he's single.
I would love to see Greg as the Bachelor.
I think he's single again. They'd be a good duo. They are besties. It would be very interesting to see if
I want two guys that hate each other.
Yeah, Trent wants two guys that hate each other.
I think it'd be way more fun.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking reality TV, and I know.
Right, because at the end of the day, like, two guys that hate each other, best case scenario, they both find love and, like, maybe they become cordial. Guys that are best friends that go, you know, best case, they stay best friends. Like, I just feel like it could get worse.
I see what you're saying.
Yes. Guys that are like, when you're best friends, you could end up not best friends at the end of it.
Totally.
If you hate each other at the beginning, you could just stay the same. You could become friends.
Guys care less about, like, if a girl were to be
totally.
Oh, I'm not into Greg anymore. I like Andrew.
Yeah.
Then he'd be like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it'd be interesting to see.
It would be an interesting dynamic because wouldn't focus as much on how Andrew and Greg are feeling like they're doing for Rachel and Gabby and not like the women drama.
Yeah, I think it would be
because they always focus on that for The Bachelor, and then The Bachelorette, the narrative always changes, which is bullshit. I mean, I get it. These guys, clearly, there must not be a lot of drama going on within these guys.
Right.
And that's, it feels like a lot of why we were having so much focus on like them. Oh my God, is this right? I want to leave. Like, although those things, because every time there has been some kind of issue with the guys, they are sent home swiftly. There is no playing around. It's like, oh no, this is, we're not fucking with this situation. You guys are out of here. Even with Hayden, like, we were all like, ah, Hayden shouldn't stay. And
gone.
It's, it only took a little while for him to be sent home too. So Rachel does get her group date the next day, and it, all about romance, flirting.
Oh, just horrific.
Faux flirting and weird. Hand making out and smelling, blindfolded smelling armpits. Awful date. Terrible. Couldn't think of a worse thing at date I'd want to do in France. Like they, yeah,
it just makes no sense why that was the chosen date when they're in France. Like you couldn't think of anything better. You guys couldn't drum up anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, it was unfortunate. You know, it's tough to watch.
Oh, really? You said you enjoy smelling armpits.
No, I'm a pheromones girl.
Pheromones.
And I don't enjoy just smelling anyone's armpits.
We made that.
I enjoy the smell of my boyfriend.
Pheromones is fancy talk for I like to smell armpits.
Yeah, like what? I just don't know that word, so.
Pheromones. It's like the scent pheromones that people give off when you're like attracted to
them. Yeah, which is just another way of saying I like the smell of my boyfriend's armpit.
I wouldn't say specifically his armpits, but I mean, I like his scent.
No, but pheromones don't like just, it's not like it only comes from your armpits.
Yeah, yeah, it's like your just body, your body in general.
But not everyone has good pheromones.
So it's not that it's bad pheromones, it's just may not be attracted to their pheromones.
Right. It's a very primal thing.
Yeah, okay. Animal-like.
But you could be attracted to someone who, and then you actually don't like their pheromones. Or you like their pheromones, but you don't
like
them.
It might be. I pheromones, to me, are almost a subconscious thing.
I think it's just something that happens, like when you, like, I don't know. Let's look up the word pheromones.
Like, I think it might be happening before you know it's happening.
Pheromone is a secreted or excreted chemical factor that triggers a social response in members of the same species. Pheromones are chemicals capable of acting like hormones outside the body of the secreting individual to affect the behavior of the receiving individual. Essentially,
this is
in
making
humans,
me sound like an animal.
No, well, because it is. I mean, it's primal. It's very primal. Yeah. That's the attraction of like actual animals. In humans, essentially, pheromones are a hidden form of communication. They send signals from one individual to another of the same species. This triggers a response in the individual receiving those signals, such as a hormonal change or specific behavior.
Okay, yeah, it's just like a little undercurrent of attraction when you're attracted to someone. You don't even necessarily know that it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, wait, I think there's a Frank Ocean lyric that he says pheromone.
Definitely he does.
He says, I think he's like smoking pheromone. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, oh, he's smoking the scent of someone. Is that what he's saying?
You're looking way too
way
deep
too into
this.
You're really looking way too deep in this.
Okay.
We'll leave it at the fact that we do not want to be lined up smelling strangers' armpits, but can you be attracted to someone's scent? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's fair.
Yes.
It's a fair way to put it.
Rachel having to be blindfolded and smelling all these guys' armpits, would I want to do that? Absolutely not.
Well,
absolutely
what I was saying,
not.
And this is separate from the pheromone talk, I just am not, like, I'm not somebody who's grossed out by, like, armpits or feet. You know, like, people, like, fucking hate feet. Like, right. Well, some people love it, but, like, some people are, like, grossed out by feet. Like, those things, like, don't really gross me out. So, besides the pheromone talk, I don't prefer to do that. I don't want to line up everybody and smell their armpits, but if someone was like, hey, Rhea, smell my armpit right now, I wouldn't be like, ew, no. I would just smell their armpit. Like, it doesn't gross me out.
We breathe in pheromones, Amber Rose, and
is that
Nikes.
Self-control?
Nikes.
Oh.
Great song.
It is a great song.
Anyways, sorry.
That's,
seen it perform live.
Also, did you want an update on the LASIK thing? Because my mom responded.
Is it him?
She said, yes, my cousin Dean, my cousin is married to him. And then I said, what's his name? It's a different name. And then I looked it up. He's definitely does LASIK. I can't find anything that says he invented it, so maybe my mom's just lying.
He's just got a private
maybe
LASIK
he had,
practice.
Maybe there's something else.
Maybe he like helped bring it out in this country. You know,
maybe he invested in it.
My mom said they're loaded either way.
Yeah, well, that's good for them. Yeah, that's lovely. I would say, honestly, the weird silent flirting was maybe the most awkward part
horrific.
Of that date.
Zach started choking
Rachel.
I
guess all of it. I can't really
everything
pick one.
About it.
No, the hand making out was tough, too.
That was
there's
weird.
There's just something really, really awful and cringy when they say, you two flirt. And then, like, in front of a bunch of people. Like, the show, essentially, there's flirting going on, but it's never like, all right, now go flirt. And when you're put under that type of pressure, especially when it had to be silent, I guess.
Yeah, Zach, like, put Rachel in a chokehold.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It's weird, but, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Probably not choke him, but. I don't know either. I don't know either. If I was in that situation and I had to, like, go up to a guy and it was, like, silent flirting, I have no idea what I would do.
I'd start
stand
crying.
Stand there
I'd
and fucking bat my eyelashes. Like,
I guess, like, yeah.
How? What do you do?
I just start, you start flexing.
Yeah.
What do you think about, like, these?
Doing the coffee grinder on the floor?
What do, like, what I just don't understand what you do.
No.
Ah, I can't do it. There's not enough space.
Why? Stand up.
Or do you guys
you got to do it on the floor.
I don't know
grinder.
Why that is.
When you, like, swift your leg under the other one? It's the coffee grinder, the dance move.
Never heard of it.
What?
No. I'll look it up.
Put your legs up on the wall, start twerking.
Yeah, like a what? I don't know what you do in that scenario, but it was definitely uncomfortable to watch. And then they all kind of wrote poems. Tyler cried.
Yeah, there it is. It's the coffee grinder.
Oh, I got Kelly Clarkson ad.
Oh, skip.
Oh yeah, it's just like when your legs go on. It's like a breakdance move.
Okay.
I think you're going to be very.
Did you do the coffee grinder as a kid?
I don't think so. Here, he's kind of doing. Yeah, you see it. There we go.
Oh, bro. That. Like, I didn't even know that had a name. Breakdance. Like, that's the name of the breakdancing.
Wait, it's a coffee. Yeah, it's a coffee grinder.
But I agree with Fran that I never knew it had a name.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a name.
Why is it called the coffee grinder?
I just, like, assume when people are like, oh, we're going to start breakdancing, that move's in it.
It's a common breakdancing move.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do that. I hurt myself. I tried to do yoga the other day. Whew.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot yoga.
Alone?
Yeah, in my apartment.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to get, I'd like some more flexibility. My golf swing.
Go to Hot Pilates Secret. It's not too far from you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
From where I live now?
Yeah, I used to go there.
Really?
It's actually very enjoyable.
I think I got to work.
It's not real, like, it's not the Pilates that you've seen advertised everywhere. Like, there's no machines and everything. It's like, it's on the, they give you,
I think I got to do regular temperature yoga first.
Mm,
I think I got to work up to it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I suggest.
That's what I'm going to do. I just need more flexibility. My golf swing, I just, you know, it's just, it's a
open
little
up
too,
your hips.
Yeah, I don't. I just, I'm all arms.
Yep.
And you got to open up the hips a little more.
Yep. Yoga can help with that.
One guy said, I have the flexibility of cold rolled steel. So it's like,
That's about as hard as it gets, I think. Yeah.
And I need some more flexibility in my life. So I'm going to try it. We'll see if I stick with it.
Did you ever go to the chiropractor? I know that you were thinking about.
I don't think so, no.
Just wondering.
Hey, maybe we'll hit a Pop Lottie Secret together.
That's close to me?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. Again, regular temperature might be where I'm at right now.
You got to go. You got to start regular.
It's not as hot as you think it is, but whatever.
It feels like a lie.
How hot does it get?
How hot?
I don't know the degree, but I know that when my sister first took me there, I was like, oh God, what is this going to be? And then I was like, oh, this isn't too bad.
I've done hot yoga. I did it when I was living in the city, and I ran out of the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe.
And then they yell at you because they're like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Wait,
I was like,
what?
But I'm going to die in here.
You can't run out?
Well, what they say is, when you're in there, you just got to stay in there because if you run out and then you go back in, it's worse because you get a little bit of cold air. Yeah. So they're like, stay in here. And I was like.
Like for your health?
Just like, because you'll just, it's better for getting acclimated to it. It's tough. It was like 105 in there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
We're never gonna finish this recap.
Cancel the cocktail party.
Let's get to the cocktail party.
No asking Trent if he's been to the chiropractor. Like, Jesus Christ.
All right, moving on to the cocktail party.
Moving on. Yes, Tyler does very well. The poetry.
Yeah.
He gets more time with Rachel. I think they're vibing together a lot more. And then we have the cocktail party where there's some Hayden drama. So let's get into that, but first.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Cheese's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
All right, the cocktail party happens, and we've seen this flashback multiple times now. ABC, they're throwing it back of Let's remind everyone that what Hayden said.
Right.
These bitches, you know, he's saying it multiple times. They keep playing the clip.
Bitch, if you're going to say you're rough around the edges.
His excuse was
not
that,
funny, but
yes,
yeah.
The fact that he even spoke like that is funny.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I'm
like
laughing.
That?
Yeah. It's just like
these bitches, like yeah. What, bitch? You said it first.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah, and that was his excuse. By the way, he had said that Gabby had referred to herself that way.
Bitch, if you're gonna refer to yourself as rough around the edges,
yeah,
I can't
so
stop.
it's just not the way people speak anymore.
No,
it's really not
comparing
the way.
Their boob sizes.
Yeah.
Oh, Hayden,
yeah,
can't be doing that.
No,
so Meatball,
especially when Rachel has magnificent boobs.
Yeah, she does.
I'm allowed to say that, right?
I think so.
Okay,
you're admiring them.
Yeah, Trent, you say nothing.
Okay,
what was I gonna say? Meatball. No, Meatball knew what was happening. He's like, I think I got to say something to Rachel. He does, sets a scene, basically tells her everything that happens. And while that is going on, Hayden and Rachel are having a conversation about Hayden's dog, Rambo. He has a scrapbook of all these pictures. And now, yes, do I think Hayden loves his dog? I definitely do. I looked at Instagram. Like, he clearly loves that dog. Is it a little nuts that he still wanted, you know, still well after the show? It's another situation of where, like, do you say no to this opportunity if you're actually asked?
Yeah,
you're put in this situation, and you basically, his dog had a brain tumor, and he was told it was very limited time that we thought we were going to have left.
In this situation specifically,
yes,
you say no
right now. If Norman was sick, God forbid, and they were like, he has 4 months to live,
yeah.
This is not wood, guys.
I have wood right here.
He did it. He worked.
And somebody came to me and was like, reality TV show.
Yeah.
I would say no.
Right, because
the opportunity could come back for the reality TV show. Is your dog going to stay alive?
Right, because earlier That's we were awful. Talking about, are you going to be the Bachelorette? Which, that you, like, you almost have to take. And she's
right,
Rachel,
you're the
and them,
lead of the show.
Right, and they're not in the current situation that Hayden was in. But in the situation that Hayden is in, where he's just a contestant, the Bachelorette is going to be back next year and the year after that and the year after that. Probably just stay home with Rambo and certainly leave his duck at home.
Don't take his toy with him.
Do not do that.
He took the freaking toy with him. And I did see, I think Zachary Reality posted a little sound clip. I don't know if he himself was talking with Hayden, but it was a voice note from Hayden that Rambo is still with us at this time. Because that's was the other
Thank
thing.
God.
It was like, they're filming and he's like, well, he could have 4 to 6 months, he could have a year, depending on treatment and all these things. So it was kind of like, oh, where are we at right
he
now?
He said any moment at one point.
And Tino, well, then he was like, I risked a lot to come on this show, and she didn't even let me finish the conversation because Tino came, wanted to talk to her. Hayden felt like Rachel should have kept the conversation going and told Tina to wait, but, I mean, it's fucking Tino, so she was ready to have that talk.
Doing felt very manipulative.
It did.
To bring a scrapbook and your dog's toy
that
definitely should have stayed with your dog, you evil monster.
Yeah.
Who takes away their dog's
look at how much
toy.
I gave up to be here for you. Like,
right. It's like she didn't ask you to specifically do that.
Yeah.
It's evil what he did to the dog. And he may love that dog, but I tweeted this, and taking a dog's favorite toy away while the dog is dying is basically pulling the plug. Oh, you're dying and you love this toy so much.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? I'm going to take it for you so you cry yourself to sleep every night. Then I'm not there, the owner. And your favorite toy's not there. So not only is this dog missing its owner, it's missing its favorite toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had the scrapbook. You don't need to take the toy. We get it. She's going to get it.
Yeah.
And is Hayden cuddling with the dog's favorite toy every night?
Oh, he had that piece in his pocket.
It was just, it was a lot.
Despicable
it was a
behavior.
Lot. It was a lot for me.
It was a lot. So Rachel is like, this is the last straw for Hayden. I think she already was out on Hayden anyway.
Yeah.
After what he said to Gabby, and I think she was put in a tough spot and was like, I gotta keep him. And after this happened, there was no like doubt. She went right up to him, and she's like, "What do you have to say?" So, and they had a weird back and forth,
like,
thinking
we're talking about Rambo.
He's like, she was like, the dog. He's like, no, she's talking about what he said, and that was it. It was like, he denied it. He's like, I never said that. Once again, they played the clip 9,000 times.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing that people on this show do, is when they get caught in something that they said, they still say they didn't say it. When they know there's cameras everywhere, it's and insane. They still try and say they didn't say it.
It makes no sense. You know you're being recorded at all times.
Yeah.
I bet, and judging from the angle of that Hayden conversation that he was having, he probably thought he was off camera.
Totally.
So he got fucked.
Totally.
He fucked himself.
Well, there was like, it felt like it came from a camera in the top corner of the room or something.
You can never believe that you're off camera.
No, never.
You would have to be a dumb idiot, which Hayden seems to be.
He's still just, he's a liar.
Yeah, so that he...
Bitch, if you called yourself Robert...
Hayden has to walk the plank. He's off the boat. Anticlimactic way to leave the boat. It could have been something more dramatic.
Come on, we're on a boat.
Yeah.
Jump!
Can you imagine if they made him jump off the boat?
Yeah, like...
And like into the water.
So and they put a plank out there for him?
Yeah. Or, I guess since
they're
the boat
all watching.
The boat's so close to land, but like, put him on a little boat.
Put him on a rowboat.
Yeah.
Put him on a rowboat and make him row out of it.
Yeah, just for visual effects.
Yeah.
Could, like, help him
and
out.
And then
after.
He can get picked up and taken back.
Yeah,
but just
put him on the jet ski for fun.
Just for the shot.
This show used to do things like that all the time. And for some reason, they got away from it.
They've lost their edge.
They left Olivia Caridi on an island.
They've left multiple people on an island, I think.
They've gone soft. They really have.
But it's like, it's not even edgy. It's just funny. Yeah. Like, they've gotten away from
it
being
funny.
It's funny,
yeah.
I don't understand it.
But they now think being funny is being too edgy.
Yeah.
That's true, I think, sometimes.
I agree with you on that. So, Logan, Hayden's gone, and now the drama kind of is shifted to Logan, which we're left on this cliffhanger. We did see him speak to Jesse Palmer at one point during the episode that... He's kind of stuck on Gabby, thinking about Gabby. His eyes are, you know, going for Gabby when they're both in the same room. And maybe things got cut a little too short for them. And he wants a chance to talk to Gabby. He doesn't get that chance. So they're at the rose ceremony. Gabby's giving out roses to her guys. Rachel's giving out roses to her guys. Gabby sends home Kirk and Quincy, and it's Jordan and Logan in the last two for Rachel. Rachel gives Logan a rose, so he accepts that rose from Rachel.
Mistake.
Knowing damn well that he's got his eyes pointed at Gabby.
Yeah.
And so now this is going to turn into a big thing. He's going to have to talk to Gabby and Rachel. Will Gabby let him make the switch? I hope not.
He's out of here.
I don't know. I would like to think that she wouldn't, but I also feel like she might have something in her mind saying the same thing that Logan is. Because I will say that Logan did have a connection with both of them, and the way that they split up so fast, I think whoever gave him a rose in that scenario, he was going to say yes to.
Yeah, and you were saying, like, there was that moment early in the season when, were they giving out first impression roses, or was
No, they were on a group date, I think, and there was two roses to give on the group date.
Right.
And Logan kissed both of them, and Rachel went to Gabby and was like, I kissed Logan, like, Gabby kind of backed off.
Yep.
So I think in that scenario, you probably push him in the back of your mind, because then Rachel gave him the rose when they separated. And so it's like, oh, Logan's definitely on that side. But if Logan approaches Gabby and is like, hey, like, you know, we didn't really get to explore all of this, and I think I made a mistake, she might think that that's genuine.
There's other options out
there.
He's
out of here. He's gone.
You think he's gone?
I don't think he's gone. I think she is going to accept it. But I don't think she should.
And also, just for the drama's sake, like,
the producers might tell her to
like,
accept
it. Like, just for... the sake of drama, because as of right now, it's like the drama is coming from Gabby and Rachel and not actually from the guys. So it feels like more, oh, let's have this juicy moment of someone switching sides.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I do think like that could be a producer. Producers could be involved in that switch for sure. Someone's got to be... They couldn't split into teams and not have someone switch sides.
I agree with that.
They knew this. They keep claiming, oh, we're kind of winging this whole thing and we don't know what's happening. They had a plan laid out of how they wanted this to go.
Yeah, I agree.
someone switching sides was definitely a part of that plan.
Right. And also, we don't want to pit the girls against each other. They're not going to be pitted against each other. Oh, no, but we're just going to have make teams. Team Rachel and Team Gabby yeah. up on the screen.
And then, like, post on Instagram, what team are you?
Yeah, crazy. Like, that's yeah. awful. That's yeah. just awful. And that is so awful because then I you know. Have all these people tweeting which team they're on or writing which team they're on, and it's not fun for either of them to see.
No. No, it is not. So I believe they're on their way to Belgium now on the boat, I think, if I remember correctly from the end of the episode. So we'll see Waffles. What happens with Logan. Yes. We'll see what happens with Logan. That's a pretty safe bet that that's got to be a part of the
hopefully
part of a date.
I've been there as
they
well.
Did crepes.
Oh, my God. You are a culture
what
man.
A world traveler over
you're
there.
Like, you're like Jason Bourne.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a renaissance man.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, God, boy. He really wanted that compliment.
He really wanted that. That was one of the more genuine thank yous he's ever given.
He's been what? Working this podcast thank for how many you. Years? And yeah. he's like, when are they going to call me a renaissance
yeah. man? I mean, we had a whole discussion. I was waiting.
Just waiting. Waiting. So we'll be back next week to see what goes down with Logan.
Person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.